The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at the Deltaplex on the north end of Grand Rapids. If you're coming in from the north, get off on West River Drive. Coming in from the south, get off on Ann Street. That's on 131. Get over here. There's probably 1,000 people already here. They've been pouring in since the doors opened up at 9. There's over 350 exhibitors here. If you are a man or a woman that loves the outdoors, this is the largest hunting show in the state. Wow, there goes a whole bear rug. Bob just walked in.
That was funny.
Yeah. Guy's got it over his head. You can't even see him.
You think we can't see you with all that fur on? Good morning, everybody. It is the Grillin' Guys on WBBL 107.3. The smokinest hot barbecue show in the country right now. Let me tell you that. This is where we smoke it up. We grill it up. We do a little bit of microbrewed, a little bit of wine, but basically it's all about having fun outdoors, either grilling, smoking, a little bit of fishing and hunting, and today it's fishing and hunting because Jop and I love to hunt. This is, I mean, I'm in my zone right here. Just walking around the first day yesterday, isn't that a great feeling?
Oh, it is.
I know how chicks feel when they go to the mall now. I mean, this is like, ah.
There's everything here from stickers for your truck to Stormy Cromer hats to clothing and hunts and guides. Man, it's all here. You know what? It's a snowy Saturday morning. You ought to get down here and check this thing out. It's $9 to get in. It's $10, but you can get a dollar off coupon. They're giving away these newspapers that got a dollar off coupon in them. But it's going to be a lot going on down here. There's several expositions and speakers coming in today from 10:30 through 6 o'clock tonight. We've got a guy at 10:30 named Dean Stratton that's going to do the art of calling game, and it's predator calls. Kind of cool little thing. He's going to put on a little workshop and teach people how to do it. We're going to be on the air, so Bob's the only one that's going to be able to go over there and get his game called. So anyway, this is Bob. Let's talk a little bit about what we did last night. We threw some meat on the grill. Wasn't the best cut of meat that could have been out there because it was round steak venison. When we were giving away, we gave away about 50, 60 pounds of that last night, and you grilled it up. Several people that came by are like, wow, two things. That's venison? Really? And yeah, and how is it so juicy? So let's talk a little bit about that because we took an average cut of meat and made it a really good piece of grilled steak.
Right, and the first thing people always say is, what'd you put on that?
Right.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, I did have some really nice, some mushroom extra virgin olive oil from Shasta at the Old World Olive Press. And I put that on it and a little bit of, Texas T-bone seasoning from Garrett's. But the thing was, that tech, it just, you know what it does to venison. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know how you can buy another grill after, if you eat off of that, and then you eat off another one, a basic gas grill, there's just no comparison.
Yeah, we beat this thing to death, but the radiant heat is unbelievable because there's no hot air blowing by anything that you're grilling. It's just radiant heat, gets up to 1,200 degrees, and it cooks well. It cooks fast, and everything that comes off there is very moist and juicy. So, we're partial to that tech grill when we're using a gas grill because it just produces a fabulous
product. It spoils you.
And that's what we'd like you to do is if you're listening and you don't believe that, come on down here. We're going to be cooking on that all day today and tomorrow. This place was opened up at 9. It's going to go till 7 tonight, and it's 9 to 5 tomorrow. Get down here. There's you could spend most of a sunny or snowy Saturday down here just checking this thing out.
And here's a little housekeeping. If you are going to come up and get a sample, don't be that guy.
We had a few of those guys yesterday.
I mean, just put your face right on the freaking feeding board here, and just suck it up. And there are people behind you. Turn around and look, man. It's like you got your mitts on everything. So go buy something from the concessionaires. We're trying to give you a sample.
Yeah, there's a reason we're serving it with toothpicks and not a fork and a knife.
Yeah, you come up with your snow shovel and just like, oh, thank you.
Oh, that's good. Let me have some
more. I have a napkin? Just fill it up. No, sorry. It's like a seagull.
It's the public. Oh, man.
It gets ugly. Well, there's Whitetail Boot Camp at 1 o'clock.
What's that all about?
Whitetail Boot Camp?
Yeah, what are they going to do there? Do we know?
My goodness. It's Whitetail Boot Camp, for crying out loud. Do I have to explain everything?
Yeah,
it's for hunters.
Ah, okay. That's at 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Also at 1 o'clock, we got a guy named Tony LaPrat that's going to do maximizing your property potential for bigger bucks. That's kind of a cool concept right there. He's going to teach you how to plant different grasses and cover to draw in the bigger bucks and get them to live on your property. That should be a pretty interesting. That's at 1 o'clock.
Ed Spinozola is going on at 2:15 with QDMA. That's really, really popular these days, quality deer management. That's a very, very important for Michigan.
Yeah, it is.
Try and get our herd built up again and get some decent racks up here because we can't grill all this great stuff if we don't manage our wildlife properly. And we've got Jason Herbert, outdoor writer, tactical turkey hunting.
You know, that's something, Bob, that I have to admit that I've tried several times and I've never been successful. There's probably guys out there laughing at me right now, but I've always found it difficult when I'm not turkey hunting. They're running around with me like chickens.
I hear that from everybody.
But when I get out there and I turkey hunt, man, I'd be damned if I can find one. You know, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Well, I'm going to go sit and listen to that guy.
You just have to say you're going deer hunting.
Yeah, I guess that's it because it's the
in May with your shotgun.
Right. Yeah. They're even in my backyard at my feeder, you know, but Mama doesn't like me taking them out of the backyard. So we don't hunt there. And whenever I go out, they're just, you know, like I said, they're never around.
You just have to slip her a roofie.
Yeah. Goofy. That's about all that is. But anyway, we are the Grilling Guys. We're down at the Deltaplex. That's on the north end of Grand Rapids. If you're coming from the south on 131, it's Ann Street from the north. You get off at West River Drive. We're right between those two roads on the west side of the road. It's the Hunt and Time Expo. You got to get down here and check it out. Coming up next, we're going to get a gentleman from Bear Nine Pine Resort up at Drew's Lake Gogebic up there. Todd Visser from Zager's is going to talk to us about a little jerky he's cooking while he's down here and giving it away. So.
It's Gogebic.
Oh, Gogebic. Yeah, with your Stormy Cromer. But we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.